More on the airline industry now with Richard Anderson, who is the CEO of Delta Airlines. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me, Mr. Siegel.
And first, Yuki's outlook about ticket prices about right, that we shouldn't expect cheaper fares anytime very soon?
Well, it's an intensely competitive business, so ultimately the prices will be determined by the marketplace. But with fuel prices still at very high levels, if you look at the last 10 years, the fuel price has to be priced into the ticket.
That was a pretty upbeat report, though, on profits in the industry, and things are pretty good. Delta's been profitable recently. You recently told the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, though, that the industry is hurt by the lack of a U.S. airline policy. What do you mean by that? What is an airline policy?
Well, if you look back over the last 20 years, the industry has gone through a difficult restructuring. And a piece of what we need to do as a country is make a volitional determination that the airline industry is a strategically important industry for the U.S.
But you know that much of the U.S. today regards, well, for example, the federal money that went into staving off a complete collapse of the banking sector because that was judged a strategically necessary industry, or the auto industry, which was judged a necessary industry. Much of the country regards this as hugely, overly activist on the part of the government and is running against it all the time. Is this really a moment in which the federal government could say, we're going to have an industrial policy about airlines and we're going to get involved in its economy?
Well, I think if you encapsulated what we need as an industry, it's to continue the deregulation of the industry. We're not asking for more regulation or more taxes. But if you look at what our competing countries in China views aviation as a strategic asset, and it makes real investments in its infrastructure and makes policy advances so that its carriers prevail in markets around the world.
Delta is famously buying an oil refinery these days. First of all, is that working out? That is, does it make sense to become an integrated company that, in effect, is refining its own fuel?
Yes, and I believe the trend that you see Delta undertaking is a trend that companies in the U.S. and around the world will more and more undertake because we are in a large commodity price bubble that doesn't appear to be abating. It's important for us to continue to improve our business model, and that means going upstream in our supply chain.
Do you run a risk of an airline becoming, if it's good enough at figuring out the fuel economy, it might take its eye off the ball, which is being an airline?
That's a fair criticism. What we have done is set it up as a separate subsidiary with a separate board, and we've hired expertise and great senior management from the refining industry. So we don't let our eye off the ball running a great airline at Delta.
Is Delta pretty much committed now to the model that for the price of your ticket, you get a seat on an airplane, and maybe not the most comfortable seat on the airplane? You want something better, you want Wi-Fi, you want food, maybe someday if you want a pillow, pay extra for it.
Well, if you look at what consumers want in the U.S., they want choice. And what we're doing now with first class, economy comfort, and the different other choices we give consumers is we're guaranteeing a really good, solid, basic product at a very competitive price. But if you wish to buy other amenities, just like if you're buying a computer, cell phone service, cable service at your home, you have a variety of choices.
But you know that to a lot of people, let's not talk about food, but talk about paying for a bag that you're checking on the flight. That doesn't feel like a big add-on to your computer. That feels like getting a huge charge for the mouse, say, for something that's pretty necessary.
The systems that we have in place and the cost of transporting bags is in the hundreds of millions of dollars. It is not a free add-on service. The fuel to carry the bag, the investment we have in infrastructure, and the thousands of employees that we hire to run our bag systems are a significant cost of our business.
I'm just curious, how do you think through this issue as CEO of Delta, which is when people are charged for bags, the logical response to that is to carry on the most colossal piece of luggage they possibly can and stick it in the overhead compartment. At some point, this causes certain inconvenience getting on and off the plane, but are you eventually going to shrink the overhead compartments?
we're actually going the other way and putting larger bins in. But, you know, the remarkable thing about the American people, I ride coach on Delta all the time. I came up here from Atlanta for this interview, Mr. Siegel, on Delta this morning on an MD-90 in row 26. And Americans are amazingly rule-focused, and people abide by the rules.
Have you come back from flying coach and the light bulb has gone on back at Delta and said, you know, there's something I figured out about what we're doing now?
Yeah, I remember one particularly, which is on the MD-90 airplane, we needed to put new window shades in it because the window shades were catching on the tracks and not going up and down easily for customers. Last week, I was on a flight, and a customer in front of me had a bag hit him in the head and break his glasses. So I gave him my boarding pass with my name and number on it so we could buy him a new pair of eyeglasses. So it's both micro and macro.
He's getting hit by that bag, I bet, because people are carrying on too much luggage because you're charging for the checked bags.
The bag was a legal carry-on, Mr. Siegel, and our flight attendant was trying to help somebody get it in the overhead, and her hand slipped, and so I came to her aid.
Well, Mr. Anderson, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Mr. Siegel, it is really a pleasure. I've been listening to you for years.
Richard Anderson is the CEO of Delta Airlines.